Vayera Elov Hashem Eloine Mamre. The Kliyokar Stel. Vayera Elov. Vayera El Avrom. What's Vayera Elov? It's not even Madrish Avrom Avinu's name. Because Avrom, the emes is the lotion of Srora, Av Hamoin Goyim. But the emes, the schus that Avrom Avinu was zoichet to Gilu Shechina was because of Anova, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashu Shechinosoi, Elo, Al Osher Chocham Gibor, the Onov. You need Osher Chocham the Gibor because it's not an Onov. If he doesn't have any Milo, it doesn't Nishkin Onov. Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashu Shechinosoi, Al Osher Chocham Gibor, the Onov. So it's Vayera Elov, it's not because of the Srora of Av Hamoin Goyim, in the schus of the Anova. I saw another shot that the schus why Avraham Avinu is now a zoichet to Gilui Shechina is the schus to Bris Milah. And by Bris Milah, it's Bechlal, the Etzem Hashrosh Shechina Alei. There's battles of Avraham to the Shechina. Vayera Elov. There's a ma'aseh that tells that in the Bris Kerov, there was a Bris once, one of his Einiklach, and someone was saying, this is a Zeir Chosh of a Bris. It's a very choshev a bris, a soifel choshev a yidden. So the Bris Kerov said, it's the Yehuda boy's lakra. The Eivister is though. By bris is Gilu Shechina. In Sfarim state, there's another deher over here, by Yehra, a love. A love is to anyone, even to a Russia, to anyone. The Eivister came in his gal to anyone. I feel a loyne mamre. I feel someone who's a mamre, and there's always. They bring down Russia is Russia Tavis Rabbinic Shalom. A Russia Eichet can Zuchin. There's always hope. The Eloine Mamri Rashi brings Husha Nothing like Eitza Al Hamilo Lefikach Nigla Elov Bechelkoi. So Pashup Shad is before in the Medrash, the Emet Avraham Avinu had three Balei Bris, Onir, Eshkol, Mamre. And Avraham Avinu had a suffix if he should do the Bris Milah. And Oner and Eshkol were talking Miyayitim not to do. Mamre was Miyayitim yet to do the Bris Milah. That's the Pshat, the Eloine Mamre, who should not only Eitza Ala Milah. Mamre is the one. That's why he was Zoy Chadavka by Eloine Mamre. Mamre is the one that was Miyayitim yet to do the Milah. Another Pshat, what does it mean, who should not only Eitza Ala Milah? And Eitza is a Lashon of Refuah. There's a Lashon of a Gemara and Shabbos, a refuah is called Eitza. There's another shot that Avraham Avinu was Be'emes Mesupik if he should do the Bris Milah. We spoke last week, it was Yom Kippur, it's a Shaila, it's a Doicha, it's a not Doicha. He was Miyayis. Who should not like Eitza Al HaMilah? Nachem Shav, I saw the time him and Hagen brings down, we know that the Sugim Sochim, that Zion in the Nusach of a Bracha, when a person makes a bracha, is it always the nusach al or li? The whole sugyan sochim is the nusach of a bracha. So by Mila also, it's one of the mitzvahs that there's a shayla in the nusach of the bracha, the sugyan handled there. So it's husha nothing like eitza al hamila. He gave him the eitza that the nusach of bracha is al hamila, not lomo. When was this mitzvah by Yeru Elov? There's a stira in Chazal. If you learn like the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer that the bris Mila of Avraham Avinu was on Yom Kippur, and this is Yom Shlishi Lamilosoi, the Pashtas, so then it was Yud Gimel Tishrei, it was before Sukkot. Over in other Rishonim state, that it was Pesach, and in Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah brings down that it was Sukkot, and the Pnei Yeshua already spelled, how could you say it was Sukkot? How does that stem with the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer that it was the Bris Milah was Yom Kippur, so Lachar is still two days before Sukkot. But if you learn that it's Sukkot, the Takash stims, it's Behu Yoshev Pesach HaOyel Kechoy Mayoyim. He was sitting outside the Sukkot Kechoy Mayoyim because it was Mitzar Potem in a Sukkot. Behu Yoshev Pesach HaOyel. But then he tells his guest Vishonu Takas HaEitz under the Schach. Rashi brings down that Avraham Avinu was mitzvah, that there's no Archim coming. The Eivister was bringing out the Shemesh, and no Archim were coming. So he sent the Malachim to be Archim. Now we know a Malach can't do more than one Shlichus. So on one hand, each of these three Malachim was sent for a Shlichus, for a Refuah, for the besura to sorrow and lahafach hesedoyim. On the other hand, it says here that they were sent to be archim for Avraham Avinu. L'chayr is a seerah, it's not a shlichus. Avraham Avinu wants archim and they're being sent archim. How does that stem that a malach is only given one shlichus? And we know that the shlichus of these malachim was refal, the rapis is Avraham, the besura to the sorrow, and the hafichas doim. I was clearing up sure that there's tvei dinim. We know that these malachim were dressed up. They were looked like nidmaloi ka'aravim. They looked like Arabs, like Pasha the goyim that he was supposed to invite them. So it's tvei dinim. About it, they were malachim, but they were malachim that came as malachim, and they also came dressed up as nidmalam ka'aravim. In the din of nidmalam ka'aravim, the matara was in order to be orchim for Avraham Avinu. In the nidin of being a malach of the tafkir of a malach, it was refal and for the besura and for the afichas doim. So I saw the medrash says, "Omer af tanchuma." It says, "Hu yoshev tetzach oil kechayim ayoyim." It was b'shosh she'ein libriyat seil mitachtav. The sun is mamash at the spitz that there's no shade at all. As I say in the medrash, so I saw in the Kerem Chemed, he says, "Hashein azach." Why is the medrash stressing to us that there was no shade? She'ein libriyat seil. So he brings the Gemara says in Gittin that a shade doesn't have sail. The Gemara has a chash. If a person says, give a get to my wife, maybe it's a shade. But the Gemara, shade doesn't have its sail. Aim lehem bevuah devuah. There's no shadow. So he never had a malach also doesn't have a shadow. So l'chayra, what does it mean that it was nidma lehem ka'aravim, that they look like Arabs? L'chayra, he should be able to tell that it's mishpash demaisa. They don't have any shade. There's no shadow. Zok the medrash, to answer this kasha, it was kechayim ayoyim, it was b'shosh she'en lebriya tzeil tachas. Azoy zok, the Kerem Chemed. Now I have a shtickle hara. If it's nidma lehem ka'aravim, it's a malach, yeah, but it didn't look like a malach. It looks like aravi. No, even if a malach doesn't have tzeil, but when it's nidma lehem ka'aravim, it's with the full tichposet, the kolel hakol, it includes the shadow also. Even aniyat l'chayr, nidma lehem ka'aravim is with the whole, with all the pitch of kizayim. But azoy zok, that is shtickle. Now his ma'ayr, he found the rigvi not like that. The Gemara says there in Gittin that a shade doesn't have a shadow, it has a shade. But a malach does, and the emes hazoish taken for. But he brings this in a first toisis. It said by Yeshua, that Yeshua, when the malach Hashem Tzavokas came to be nizgala to Yeshua about the Melchama, so toisis the Gemara, he was mishtachavet to the malach. So frek the Gemara, how is Yeshua mishtachavet? Maybe it's not a malach, maybe it's a shade. Zok the Gemara, because it said Shtar Hashem Tzva. It said Shem Hashem. He wouldn't have said Shem Hashem if it's not a malach. And then Zok the Gemara. It's on Hedrin Daf Mendal. Frek Toist is there. What do you mean? Yeshua could see if it has a shadow. We know a shade doesn't have tzeil. He should be able to be mocking if it's a shade or a malach by seeing if it has a bevuah, if it has a shade. So Toist's answer was Balayla, and same idea. It was Balayla, and there's no way to tell. But Mepharshim Toist that a malach does have a of the four. The Chofetz Chaim says in the Pasuk, it says Vayar twice, Vayisa Eina Vayar, and then Vayar Vayoritz Lekrosam. So he says, because the Malach Refuah, when he's coming to make a Refuah, the Metzias of the, he's not a doctor, no, the Pshat is the Metzias that the Malach, that you see the Malach, gives the Refuah. So first it was Vayisa Eina Vayar, that he saw the Malach. No, that was the medicine. Now he's better. Vayar Vayoritz Lekrosam. Yes, can attack a loitim, but come to the koiches to run. Now it says he saw shloisha anoshim. If you do it, the Ramban brings there, it's a machloikis rishonim. The Ramban brings the shita to Rambam in Moira Nebuchim, that the Rambam learns that bichlal, there's no, this didn't really happen. He only saw a machazeh. Avraham Avinu saw a nevuah that he's seeing three people, and he sees himself running and everything he's seeing. Bidoim was that the Rambam learns also in Moira Nebuchim in the story of Yaakov Avinu with the malach, that it wasn't really a mulchama. He saw a machazeh of the mulchama. And the Ramban is Harbil Hakshaytar. He says, it says that sorrow was Pirsa Nida. That's also part of the dream. And Yaakov is Seileya Al Yurechai afterwards. That's also part of the Matzah. And the Ramban is Kipshute, that Itaka happens. In Zohar states that Vayar Shloish Anoshim. Who's the Shloish Anoshim? The Shloish Anoshim is Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. He's singing the Vua, that Taka. Now, we know, the Ovitz are coming to the Misak and Chet Adamarishan and Rish Telavek, Shechina, the Alma Hadein, the Tachtoinim. He saw the Shloisha Anoshim, he saw that he's Taka the Shoshelet that's going to bring the Shloisha Anoshim to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That was the Machazeh that Avram Avinu saw. Vayikach Chemo v'cholov. The Toysis, a Shitim Mekubetzis in Bechoiris, Tavov, which tells the Kasha, it says he gave them Chema v'cholov. Farana say, the Gemara in Bechoyres Davov has a Havamina that Cholov is Osir. It's not Pasha that milk is Mutter. We know we pass the milk of a Behemoth Tahir is Mutter, but Behemoth is a Sugya Rucha in Bechoyres Davov. The Gemara has a Havamina that Cholov is Osir. Why is Cholov Osir? So the Gemara has two reasons. Either maybe it's Dam. The Gemara says Dam Nechar V'Nasa Cholov, that Be'etim Cholov Bechoyres is really Dam, and Dam is Osir. Or the Gemara has decided that it's Aver Minachai. It's Aver Minachai. And that's two stones that the Gemara has, that Cholov is Osir. Other of Dam, other of Eger Menachad. And the Gemara has a Shakel Matari, how do you know Cholov is Mutter? So first the Gemara wants to bring a Raya, Cholov is Mutter, because there's an Isra of Basar of a Cholov. If there's an Isra of Basar of a Cholov, I first before the Basar was Nishtadache with the Cholov, it would be Mutter. The Basar is Mutter, the Cholov is Mutter. Together it becomes Basar of a Cholov. If Cholov is already Usr, Maya Hanil on Basar of a Cholov. And the Gemara is Doich, it's not a Raya. Maybe Cholov is Usr, Bachila of Dam, of Eger Menachad. Basar v'cholov is also even b'hano, even the bishul. That was moisif al basar v'cholov. Navada, this is a grind, this is a vada tella, the famous Rambam. The Rambam says that basar v'cholov, if the meat is already osir, it doesn't become osir b'hano. Because it's only basar v'cholov if it's kosher meat and kosher milk. If it's anyways macholos asuris, even if it's only asuri achila, achila, it doesn't get the darga of basar v'cholov to be osir b'hano. Hano is only a sniff if it gets the isra achila of basar v'cholov. And the Achronim asked, the Shara Melech, the Achronim, it's a Shverkai from this Gemara. The Gemara wants to suggest that Cholov is Osir, and still the Uftu of Basar of the Cholov is to be married and moistened to the Madreg of Osir Bano. That's a Rada a Shverkai and the famous Rambam. The Rambam is called the Nakud in the floor, the famous Rambam, that the Rambam says that Basar of the Cholov, that when it's already Osir, doesn't get Osir Bano. The Gemara though continues to try to find all kind of Sukkim that brings the Pasuk in Mishlei, Vidi Cholov Izim Lalachmecha. So the Gemara, maybe you're going to just sell the Cholov for Schayra, but not Mutter Bachilo. The Gemara brings the Raya because it says Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash. It wouldn't be mistaber that the Torah is mistabeach Eretz Yisrael on a Dover Osir. Against the Sugya Rucha, that the Gemara proves that Cholov is not Osir and it's not Osir Osdam, it's not Osir Evan Asak. Frek the Shita Mekubetes over there in Bechayris, B'shem the Toysus Chitzoinis. V'im Toymar, bring a Raya from Avraham Avinu. The Gemara tries to bring Raya, that Cholov is Mutter. Bring a Raya from Avraham Avinu. V'yika Chema V'cholov, Avad Avraham Avinu wouldn't give them Dover Osir is a right that Cholov is Mutter. Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah, we spoke. Avad Avraham Avinu wouldn't give them Cholov. V'oimeri, says the Teres. That he thought that they were B'nai Noyach, that they were Goyim. And also Goyim, maybe Cholov is Osir, but also Goyim, he gave it to Mount B'nai Noyach. Brent Toy Chisoni Saraya. Anyways, Minei Ubei, he gave them Basar B'cholov. How do we know he gave them Basar B'cholov? He gave them Basar B'cholov. We know Taisus, the sheet that brings over there a Yerushalmi. I don't know, they say it's not a Yerushalmi, it's a Medrash. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Ket the Torah and the Malachim don't want to give it to him, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Moshe Rabbeinu should be Menatzeach, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, you ate Basar V'cholov by Avraham Avinu. So anyways, what are you doing if there's a Raya if Cholov is Mutter or not? He anyways gave them Basar V'cholov. Elamai, they were Goyim, so there's no Raya. Maybe Cholov is Osir. No, he gave it to them because they were Goyim. He gave them Basar V'cholov anyways. Interesting, why is it Basar V'cholov? Basar V'cholov is only Osir if it's Nisvashel B'yachad. Where does it say that he served them he served them Cholov and then Basar? Where does it say that he served them Basar V'cholov? There's a lot of Torah in the Achronim. The Stifler in Birchas Peretz says that Malachim, again, we said that they were Aravim, but now he's going that they're really Malachim. Malachim agufan esh, so the etzim behind the Raya of the Malachim with the Basar V'cholov provides the Bishul, because Malachim is gufan esh. And that's shot in this Medrash. But at the point of the Medrash says they were anyway, gave them Basar V'cholov, so there's no Raya from here that Cholov is Mutter. Fretzach Akasha, the Havamin of the Gemara that Cholov is Osir. We said, what was the Havamin that Cholov is Osir? Either because it's Dam or it's Eiver Menachai. Eiver Menachai is also even to a Goy. Eiver Menachai is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So what are you bringing a riot? You're drawing Goy. You're saying maybe Cholov is Mutter. Avraham gave it, he thought they were Goy. Minei Yubei, I said they could get them Basar V'cholov. Yeah, but Cholov is Eiver Menachai. Teretz is in a Hanami. On the side that Cholov is Eiver Menachai, it's Taka Araya that it's Mutter, that it's not Eiver Menachai, from Avraham Avinu. But there was a Havamina in the Gemara that Cholov is Dam. The Gemara wanted to bring a Raya even on that side. So that's why the Gemara didn't bring a Raya from Avraham Avinu. The Achronim bring another terror. So they want to say that maybe the Cholov of Avraham Avinu over here was Cholov of a Ben Pekua. Interesting to tickle over here. They wanted to say that it was Cholov of a Ben Pekua. If it's Cholov of a Ben Pekua, so then it's alright. Maybe really Cholov is Osir. B'derech Klal. Or even if Cholov is Osir, like the Tanamina, it's Eilim and Achai. Or if it's a Ben Pekua, it's not a problem. It was already Nishchat Agav Ima, it's not a problem. That's what they wanted to raise. Now there's a stickle problem. Rabbi Kiveger is Mesupik in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodeya. Is there a din of Basar v'Cholov on Cholov of a Ben Pekua? Is Cholov of a Ben Pekua Milchi? Like Basar v'Cholov. Rabbi Kiveger got that Sufik. Now here the Yerushalmi is saying that the Malachim were the tainer on them that they add Basar v'Cholov. If you're going to tell me it was Cholov of Ben Pekua to dray out of the issue of why Cholov is Basar, then why v'Cholov is it Basar v'Cholov if it's Cholov of a Ben Pekua? There's another Shiloh also. If it was Cholov of a Ben Pekua, what does it mean Cholov of a Ben Pekua? That it was already shefted, the mother was already shefted. This animal that gave Cholov obviously has to be at least a few months, maybe even a year old, till it gives milk. So obviously its mother was shefted a year ago. Who shefted it? Avraham Avinu, we spoke last week, only became a yid by the Bris Milah. The Bris Milah was 3 days ago. How do you have a heter of Cholov of a Ben Pekua? It's Nishchat Agav Imoy. Where does geshefted for a yarn? If Meli will say it's Din of Benoyah, but we're trying to bring out that it was Ben Pekua b'chulei, it's not going to work out. Who shefted it? The Malbim, he goes with a different cheshbon. He says al baser b'cholov, al the issue of baser b'cholov. He says that it says the El HaBakar Rus Avram, that Avram Avinu ran, and he brings the medrash that Avram Avinu ran after the Bakar till it came to the Makam of the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. That's how Avram Avinu knew about the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. And so there's two, the animal ran away, but then al pineis. He made a meat. He made a bakar al yidei sefer yitzira. So the Malbim wants to go that basar that's made from sefer yitzira is not fleshy. Now I want to go a step further. Maybe the milk also came from that bakar. Maybe that's not milk. That's not what the Malbim says. The Malbim is just cheshvening that the meat that Avraham Avinu gave wasn't fleshy because it was from a basar shenivra al yidei sefer yitzira. The Shalom, if you can go a trot weiter. Legabi Cholov also, and maybe even for then the Havamin of the Gemara and Bechairis, I don't know. In the Havamin of the Gemara and Bechairis, that Cholov is also al Dam or Avram and Achai. What's the din of Cholov from a Bosh and Shenivra the Sefer Yetzir? Could be a still a problem. That's a Machin the Cheshbin, Yesh Bezeh, Hachav Esvar. Yeah, you have it, Behemshev the Parsha, Avraham Avinu was Mespal on Sdoim, and he keeps on asking, maybe if this are Chamishim Tzadikim, Arboim Tzadikim, Shloshim Tzadikim. There's a famous word from the Kovna Rav. In the Tkufa of the Kovna Rav, and the Matziv was very shver. So many hidden, so many people were going off the derech. The Haskola was mamish rampant. It was shreklach. So the Kovna Rav said, that's that. Avraham Avinu didn't take stock of the situation, how many Tzadikim there are. He saw Chesmin, 50, 45, 30, v'chule. Macha Chesmin, see what you have, what your stocks are, put it on the table, zamarin. He says, "Pushes to give another amatzin and stoyim is given another in kovna and it's given that to the fufzig." But he turned around. There's only 40. Wherever you went, it was echad le'meir v'shtayim mishpacha left. There was nothing left. This was the matzoyim that they given. They took a zok sharf on the massive hayorud from the door. Now Avraham Avinu keeps on requesting the vakasha 40. Then if he asks for 45, the Mepharshim explained Nichlal in 45 is also, when he says 30, it also included 36. 45 means to be in the star of Shechini Imam. It's on all of them. It's Nichlal also, 30 is 36, 27, v'chulei. But there's a Machlokes Rashi and Ramban in Pshat. When Avraham Avinu was asking, let's say 40 or 30, Rashi learns he only wants to save 4 cities or only 3 cities. And the Ramban says if he only keeps on going down and he wants to save 4, 3, 2 cities, so then why is he so apologetic that it's a bigger bakasha? It's not. It's downgrading. The Ramban wants to learn that he saved it the whole time he wanted to save all 5. Even with 20 and 10, he could save and wanted to save all 5 cities. That's a machlokes. But the Ramban asked on Rashi, if Taka, when he asks for 30, he's downing to 3 cities. So why is it an extra bakasha? It's Nichlal already what he asked. It's not Achapam, Ula, Yimotzen. It's Nichlal in the bakasha already. I was clearing Epsha for Rashi, Epshat. Rashi Taka says 30 was only going to save 3 cities. Taka. Over maybe not all 30 have to be from those 3 cities. You could be mitzvah 30 from all 5 cities to save 3. Which cities would you pick? Malachan Agoyrol, you go Basaroy, you can face it, it's again. But it's still a chiddush because you're asking for 30. Oiske straight to 30 on all five cities to save three of the. But the Ramban just got it. The Ramban kifrekta prashim. You have spread the malachim come to Sdoim and they're by Lois and the anti Sdoim roim the chatoim and they're coming and the malachim were makeu besanverim, they're blind and afal pikan and moir dikazach vayilu limsay apesach. The Sipporna says afal pisha hayu mukim besanverim torchu limsay apesach kedei l'shaber adelis. He says it's like Chazal brings an erev and daf yotes rishoyim afilu oimdem the pitzchay shel gehenim einem choyzer b'tshuva. Over here also, Vayilu Limsay, I want to say, maybe this is what the Sifona means. Vayilu Limsay a Pesach. The lashon of the Gemara is Afilu Oimid Bepisre Shel Gehenim. They were looking for the Pesach of Gehenim. If you're already holding by the Pesach of Gehenim, even if you go blind, they're still looking. I saw Pshat. Why did they go look after Lois? They became blind. If you become blind, you're supposed to go for a doctor. You're find someone to help you. What are you going to Lois? The Gazak. Lois became the shofet that day in Sodom. In those days in Europe, there was a Musig, there was a Rav of the Shtot, but then later in the Maskilus times, they had, with political issues, there was always the Rav Mitam, the Rav that was Mimuna from the Mitam de Shultoinus. He wasn't, can grace the Rav as an Ishgiven, and Badera Chal Eichet is given a doctor, a rabbi doctor. So Loik was Nimna that day to become the rabbi from Sodom. It's Vayil Olim Tiapet, a doctor, there was Nimna given, to sign the Rav. The rabbis understood. You have the Nesoyin of that cake. It's very interesting. It's better than a Sphira. Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak both are going against their Pashtas de Ketever. Avraham Avinu, that's Kulay Chesed, is going against his whole Mahalach HaChaim, and that's L'chayr of Pashtus, the Iker brunt of the Nesoyin, not the Etzem Tziva, the Ebers the Heis, the Ebers the Heis. No, the Pshad is to go against his Teva, and Yitzchak Faker, Yitzchak is Gvura, to not allow such a thing, and Yitzchak is going against his Teva. That's the Iker, the Sfarim say, the Iker avoid of the Nesoyin is taken not when it's the Pashtus, it's when you're going against your Mahalach HaChaim. That's when the Nesoyin is. We know that Avraham Avinu had Asor Nesoyinus, the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. Asor Nesyonis Misnas Avraham Avinu, and it's a big machloikis in the Mefarshim what the Asor Nesyonis is. The Bartanur Rafan Or says it was Orkastim, Lech Lecha, the Rav, Paroi, the Melchemes Hamalochim, the Brisbane Absorim. We spoke last time, the Brisbane Absorim is a big Nesoyin to see the Tsar of the Shibur of Golas, the Brismila, Abimelech, Girish Yishmal, and Akedas Yitzchak. But a lot of Rishonim argue the different shittas. Some of them break up the Girish of Yishmal and Hagar as two different ones. A lot of Rishonim count Kavura Sora after he was given a Haftacha that he's going to have Eretz Yisrael. He has to go Muchazich, they're going to kever for Sora is in a Soyin. Rav Chaim Volozhin says, he's medayik the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Asorah Nesyonis Nesnasa Avraham Avinu. The Mishnah before that says, Asorah Doiris Minoyach Ad Avraham. And the next Mishnah says, Asorah Nesyonis Nesnasa Avraham Avinu. Why does it switch it that he's called Avraham Avinu? So he says, the Taichi is Avraham Avinu. The first one is Asorah Doiris Minoyach Ad Avraham. It doesn't say Avraham Avinu. Asorah Nesyonis Nesnasa Avraham Avinu, because the Nesyonis of Avraham Avinu is what gives Klal Yisrael the Koyach. The reason why through the Doiris Klal Yisrael people with Moshe Nefesh to come to Eretz Yisrael Hatzatam et Lech Lecha, through the Doiris Shrech Lecha Tkufas in the Golos where people were Mamash Kipshuta in Moshe Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem Hatzatam et the Akeda, Avraham Avinu was Mashmash in us the Koyas to be Oimim Ben Nisyonis. On his firm state in Sefer Moreinayim, actually he brings Parshas Ve'era, he says every Yid goes through Asar Nisyonis. Every person, he says Yitzchak and Yaakov also go through Asar Nisyonis. And who is in every Yid? Every Yid through his stages in life. A Yid goes through Asor Nesyonis. Avraham Avinu was the first one that fell the back to Mahalach of being Oimid bin Nesoyin. Yeah. Rabbi Sai, it's very hard to talk. It's still a tremendous shock. Not Shaykh. It's said by Akeda. Akeda is the Nesoyin of Avraham Avinu. It's one of the nesoyinus of Avraham Avinu that Avraham Avinu tells today. L'chayre Akeda is the nesoyin of Yitzchak. Yitzchak is also Moister Nafshoi. Kipshuta Yitzchak is the one that's oil as a carbon. And in the Cheshbonis we said it's spelled back, it's the nesoyinus of Avraham Avinu. There's a pshat. Because for Yitzchak Avinu, it's not the nesoyin. Yitzchak Avinu is a carbon oila that's oila l'shamayim. He's oila l'madrega that he's kipshuta, a metzias of a carbon that's oila. He's oila mala mala to his neshama goes higher and close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not the nesoyin. It's the nesoyin for Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is left behind. Avraham Avinu is left here. After he's oila the Yitzchak, that's the nesoyin of Akeda. For Yitzchak Alein, Yitzchak Alein is oila mala hashamayim. The Rosh Hashiva, Zeche Tzadik HaKadosh Levracha, goes now up to Shamayim. Etrepsich Mishtasheya B'Divrei Torah with Rav Lezer Yudel Zatzal, with Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal, with Rav Nochem Zatzal, Lamala B'Kodesh with the Gedoyle Oilom, and his Mishtasheya Yitam B'Divrei Torah, mit Rashi L'Shitosoy from Onfang Masechta, B'Zin Soif Masechta, mit the Balei Atoisvis, mit the Rambam. He goes up to Shamayim. It's the Akeda. We have the Akeda. We're left behind. Oysonu nezavnu la'anochos. Mamish yisoyimim. Kipshutay fanatata. To so many people. That's the Nesoyim. That's the Akeda. It's hard to know even where to start from. It's very, it's this man of bilbul gadol. The emes, it's a pella, Baruch Hashem, the oilam. The Seder, the Surah Zayishiv is Mamshech with a Seder. Oh, but Be'etzem, it's still in the middle of the Bilbul. It's in the middle of the before even with Ma'atel, the Besurah of Be'emes, what's happening. Oh, but we have no Breira. We have no Breira. We have to do the Ratzon of what the Rosh Hashiva, the Tzadik HaKadosh Levracha, would want. That's how it should look. There's a shmooze, the Rosh Hashiva said last week on Thursday. He spoke, it was Parshas Lech Lecha, but he went back, he was talking about Parshas Noyach. It says in Parshas Noyach, Ki hishchis kol boter is darkei al haaretz, and the Medrash says, it says kol boter, not kol odom, because afilu the behemoth and afilu the eretz itself, the zera, the chitim, was meshana darkei, and was mezane, was not kifi tivoy. And that's why came a marvel that destroyed everything. Ki hishchis kol boter al haaretz, everything, the behemoth, the chayis, the zera afilu of the chitim. So he brought from Rabbi Elul Lapyan. What's the taichin then? Because when a they're not a bali bechira b'chlal. But the pshat is when the door was choyti in a zaoifin, it left a hashpo and a roishim on the mitzvahs of the door. And the Rosh Hashiva spoke about how every person could be mashpia l'tav or l'mutav, and how whatever a person does is mashpia on a different person in a zira, in a mishpacha, in a shir, in a kvutza, whatever it is, how a person can be mashpia one person on the other. And he brought down that it can go both ways. The emes, why should the tzaddik be mezgaber to the rasha? Could be faker. The issue is who's the stronger one. If the tzaddik is mezgaber, then he'll be able to be mashpia taka on the tzad hara. And if not, chas v'shalom faker. And he also spoke that the eitzah is taka with koyach hatfila. For Sugishtel, it says Avraham Avinu nesnata basar nesyonis v'omad bekulam. I saw a pshat. V'omad v'kulam ein amida el tefila. V'omad v'kulam ein amida el tefila. The way to be oimid in the soyin is taka with koyach tefila and with koyach toira. It's all gibber, but it's gedruk. But the Rosh Hashiva spoke last week. It says in the beginning of the parasha, Vayera ilov. So the Medrash says Vayera ilov. Fret the Medrash tells that Avraham Avinu says about the Bris Milah, Lulei Shasisik Meheichel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nigla Alai. If I wouldn't have done the Bris Milah, how would HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Nigla Alai? And it says it on the Pasuk, Mibsori Ech Ze Eloika. And the Mefarshim asks, and so the Shem Yishmuel asks, this is not the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nigla Eloh. And here there's a Bezunder Adgosh after the Bris Milah, Mibsori Ech Ze Eloika, that he has Gilui Shechina. So he tells Sudar Ramban in the beginning of Sefer Shmois, The Ramban at the beginning of Sefer Shmos says that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, in the Hakdamah to Sefer Shmos, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were still, even though they weren't Avodim, but they were still in Golos. And they were still Mevuchim Bamidbar until they came to Har Sinai, V'osu Mishkon, V'shavu El Ma'ilas Avoysam. Moir Dikoloshin and the Ramban. After you see the Zayim Mitzrayim, they went to Har Sinai, they made a Mishkon, a Beis HaMikdosh, a Mishkon, V'osu Mimikdosh, and then V'shavu El Ma'ilas Avoysam. Avram Avinu, the Avos, have a Madrega like Beis HaMikdosh, as I state. And he tightens it up. That happened not only by the Bris Milah. That's when Avraham Avinu said, "Mibsori echza loyke," that he got to that Madrega of Ashrus Hashchina. That now, when the Yidden are coming back and getting the Beis Hamikdash with Matan Torah, Shavuel Ma'ilas Avoysam. And he explained that Avraham Avinu was the one that was miyasa that this is a mokum. Avraham Avinu is the merkava mokum for Ashrus Hashchina. And then Avada they had when the Yidden came back, they had the Beis Hamikdash. But now, when we don't have a Beis Hamikdash. And Eilon Ushira Katayra Zoys is a musik of someone that's a source of Ashrata Shechina. The Rosh Hashiva, the Chassadim of Kodesh Lebracha, was Kol Kuloi, not Atma Yubisori, he was Mibsori Echza Eloika, he was Kol Kuloi, a Makar for Ashrata Shechina. Nothing begin zich, totally in Gansan, Kol Kuloi for Kodesh Baruch Hu, for Klal Yisrael, and that thing was Taka. The Rabbi Eisenberger used the lashon. He was a generator, a generator of hashpo, of ruchnius, of Torah, of ava, kohulot. Loy lechinam. He was nifter on the yortzeis from Rochel Imenu. Rochel Imenu was mevater on everything. Gornish barzich. That's the whole mahus. That was the whole taich from Rochel Imenu, and that's why she's able to be mevater al baneh, but kohulot moser for the other. Rosh Hashiva was Kulay Leif, a Meiridik America as Torah, from the Tzirusa when he came from America. And he started off this long journey. Hasmodan is law of Yungiman to learn over 12 hours a day. Kol Kulay Avas Torah, and Kol Kulay Avas Ben Torah, and Kol Kulay Bechlau Avas Yisrael, because every Yisrael is the potential Ben Torah. It all came from that Avas Torah, and the Torah was lit in the Ben Torah. On one hand, very, very big she'ifas. But not just big, l'malo miderech ha'teva, not like a few musogim just do a lot. A totally different level, mitabreikat. But on the other hand, to think about every prat, and to be worried about every yochid, and to be made some leiv to every knesh from every yochid. I remember we had an asifa by the Rosh Hashiva when they were being miyasid the Beis Medrash Beis Yishaya, and they were handling all kind of klolis tikinyon and how this would work and the various protein and klol and how it's going to be. And the asifa was pachas ayoser over madurkish mus kaminyonim, and the oilam looked at the Rosh Hashiva, what's the makab patish, what's the gazok, what else has to be taken care of? And he said with a smile that was so ofyani, so matim mishitasai, Sha'on. Make sure there's a clock on the wall. A Sha'on. Every minute. The Rosh Hashiva's oiskenutzt in his Kemat Shivim Shona, every minute, every breath of an sekunder was used up to its full capacity, to its full Zman. Chashiva Sazman. Hachshava Sazman. It's English Shire. It says, "Ein adoy me misha shoyne pirkei meya pamim le misha shoyne pirkei meya pamim ve'echod." The Netziv says, "Pshat meya pamim is hamoin, is a lot, but meya pamim is a mezgeret. A person has a chesbon, he's going to learn 10 times and then again 10 times and again. It's with a surah. 100 is a round number, and that's a murder to madrega to learn meya pamim, not once, not 10 times, not 100 times." But 100 times is still the Mizgeret. The one that after he learned, he had a Seder, he had a Cheshbon on paper, why? He's going to learn something 100 times, a Daf, a Masechta, a Shas, Vos, 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 100 times. Then he goes, Unloch Ein Mol. That Noch Ein Mol, the Netziv is Madgish, that Noch Ein Mol is Mesamu Ava Satoyra. Because Avada, this person already had Groysa Musagam 100 times, of a never ending, and one more time. That a bitoy of the gewaltige ava michutz lanesgeres, but it also vises bechlal on musagim of lemala miderech hateva. The Rosh Hashiva was called kuloi lemala miderech hateva. Him with teva was no shayt. It's one thing with the other thing. Mitzad kipshuta yisuri aguf. And mitzvah sheni, a person bebrius nohayra mamish would not be able to do in his 25-hour day nochamol and nochamol and nochamol. It taka comes from the fact that it was kol kulei lamala miderech hateva. Me shachar nurusai, he was makabel on himself to go in a mahalach that's just totally not with the derech hateva. And if a person is boicher in such a maslo with such a gevaldik leiv, is zoicha to be minded as a empire of entire that not only from here but which is mashpia on kol olam kulo. Rav Malkiel Kudlish, he spoke yesterday, he said a knech that by the Rosh Hashiva when he used to come to America, which l'chayra the matar of the trips was to mimagayitz t'micha for the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, of a be'etim it was a matzah of kol kuloi harbata zatayra and reyum was karen atayra in America and being mashpi on people there. And it's not a stira. It's not a stira. Havaha ispu. Every yochid by that time, when it's still the middle of the shiva, has to be mizbaynin on the shreklach shreklach aveda. But also, as I state in Sfarim, a person has an opportunity to be zoicha. To be zoicha. V'lu b'ma'at. From the koiches ha-nefesh, from the mesiris nefesh, from the ava. From the gevaldike koiches. That made the Rosh Hashiva zecha tzadik with kodesh lebrocha what he was. And everyone kitaka from the shreklach ha-zeda and shreklach ha-zman of tsar should only be able to come by his chaskus. And the Rosh Hashiva should poil ois lemala for the mishpacha, for the yeshiva, for the ganze oilam atayra, the mamshach zayin, the yeser seis, the yeser ois.